This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. On Get Serial, this is Sin 90.7. We've got a very special guest in the studio at the moment. We've got Lee McCourt. How are you, Lee? Oof,
good, thanks. How are you?
No, absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're here to talk about the Get Down with us.
Yes.
We know what the Get Down is, but we'd absolutely love it if you could let our audience know what the Get Down is just a little bit, and then we'll go a little bit further into it.
Sure. So the Get Down is a new monthly sort of hip-hop, R&B, kind of soul event for local up-and-coming artists, just sort of showcasing sort of the raw, talent that's coming out of Melbourne at the moment. There's just so much going on,
yeah.
So many different styles. Old school, new school. So I'm just trying to bring everyone together and just trying to make a platform for people to be able to come and see these people, these awesome artists, and just also getting some headline acts in there. We're also all about supporting local sort of brands, local food outlets, so we've got a few sponsors that have jumped on board,
and fantastic.
Just everything local.
Yeah, no, well, that's awesome. It's really good to hear that local stuff's being supported. Am I right in saying that this is the third Get Down?
Correct.
How did the first two go? From all reports, successful?
Yeah, really well. I mean, the first one was a Tuesday night, which wasn't too ideal, but it went really well. That was at the Brunswick Hotel.
Yeah.
We had Outsiders, Lady Lash, MC Wasp, and DJ Dope Beat. So that was kind of the first one, just to kick it off.
Yeah, nice.
And that went really well. Yeah, we got a pretty decent crowd down there. It was good vibes. And then the second one at Horse Bazaar was a little bit bigger. We had RV on there as well. We had Sophie Grophy, who has recently signed to the Waves label here as well. So we're just trying to, and we had a resident DJ, Jimmy Flipshit, at the time, and yeah, we're just trying to do things a bit bigger time around as well, so the lineup's got a bit bigger this time around.
We got
Motley on the headline act this time around, so we're just trying to grow it and just trying to build the brand at the moment.
Yeah, too easy.
Now, Lee, what inspired you to start the event?
Well, I've kind of always been in and around the sort of hip-hop or the urban scene in Melbourne, for quite some time. I mean, I'm no spring chicken. I mean, I've been around for a little bit. And I guess because I'm doing photography in the music industry as well, I'm discovering a lot of these awesome new artists that are coming out and connecting with lots of people in the music industry at the moment. And I don't know, I just kind of seen, I don't know, a little bit of a gap in regards to a platform for that up-and-coming artist. I mean, it's really hard for up-and-coming artists to get gigs full stop.
Yeah.
I'm all about trying to make noise and a sing and dance for these people because they're worth it, you know. They're like the future.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Cool. And how do you feel the growth is of Aussie hip-hop and R&B? Because from our standpoint, we hear a little bit more of it just because we're across the music scene, but do you feel that it's getting enough coverage or that, you know, people need to be more aware of it?
I think it's definitely grown. I mean, it's there's just different little pockets going on everywhere, you know? So I think from my point of view, I'm trying to bring a bit of unity with everything that's going on in Melbourne. I mean, I'm trying to bring people together. So I think it's getting a lot of airplay. It's getting a lot of respect, I guess. But I just think there could be a lot more. There's an in sound right now.
So yeah, absolutely.
I'm trying to bridge the gap of bringing everyone together. You know, it's just there's just so much out there that's being missed. You know, like that's from my point of view. That's
absolutely. All. And you were saying that the lineup of artists has grown.
Yep.
Do you intend to keep building that up and bigger venues and as you go along?
Correct. Yeah. So I mean, at the moment, we've Horse Bazaar have been really generous and they've been awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome to let us use their venue once again. For me, that venue is awesome anyway because it's a really cool kind of art space. It's got projectors and it's kind of a little kind of 140 to 150 kind of intimate.
Yeah,
kind
absolutely.
Of venue. So for me, I mean, and the people that are kind of helping me with this, we're just trying to build the brand and get it to a bit of a bigger following to the point where we can move it to a bigger venue. So
yeah, absolutely. So, through getting some international acts like Motley,
and things like that involved. Do you see that expanding as well as you go along, like bigger names to come through?
For sure. So I've just I'm kind of putting the final touches on the Get Down 4 at the moment.
Very nice.
So we've just locked in a headline act, but I sort of can't announce it as
no
yet.
Fair enough. No, that's absolutely fine.
And it's exciting. So I mean, I've got people, you know, contacting me that want to get on it, you know. And
awesome.
And it's really good. So I mean, I'm already looking at the Get Down 5 lineup now, so it's really good.
Fantastic.
I mean, but to answer your question, for sure, I mean, bigger and better. And you know, I want to pay homage to some of the people as well that have kind of opened up the doors, you know, for
absolutely
for back in the day as well.
So, yeah, that's good to hear.
So I guess you're on Get Down 3 at the moment. Do you plan to, what's the future like? Because obviously, are you planning to keep the name and just go to 100, 200, 300? Where does that stop?
It's really funny that you say that. I was talking to my partner about this last night. It might get to double figures, who knows. But then we were thinking about doing maybe some side ones, like maybe the Get Down throwback maybe the Get Down new school, or you know, we might do maybe some side ones, or we might even change the name completely. Who knows? I mean, at this stage it's still a bit of a baby, it's still growing. But that's a really good question. I was thinking that last time. It would be awesome to get to the Get Down 100. That would be great.
Have you found the audience numbers have obviously increased
times? Yeah, I mean, there seems to be a bit of talk on social media as well. I mean, people are aware of it. And the numbers are definitely growing. I mean, for me, it was just great to see people who weren't my close friends and people that I'd met in the industry at the last gig. You know, it was good to see some strangers and some different faces there. So, and from all accounts, there was some, you know, we got some really good feedback about it. So, you know, obviously there's some technical things that happened on the night, which we'll clear up in the next event. But the numbers are growing, and that's the plan. I mean, it's coming into winter time, which is going to be hard for people to get out of their warm houses and come to a nightclub and see some live music. But I don't know. It's all part of the challenge. I think it's good.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't worry too much about technical difficulties. We've had a couple of those this morning that we've worked through. So
that's
it's
right.
good to hear the show can still go on. Thank you so much for coming in.
No,
really appreciate you talking about the Get Down. The Get Down is on the 5th of August at Horse Bazaar. And there's so many acts that you have to check out, but we've got one for you now. It's by Arvi, and it is Strangers featuring Beatrix Kiddo. I hope I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here, Lee. No, you're listening to Get Serial on Sin 90.7.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.